Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
This is M7IVV. It sounds like maybe I have the net tonight. Is that true? Go ahead.
We're eager.
Well, stand by. Well, QST, QST, QST. This is N7IVV. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome you to the FARA Weekly General Service Net, which is held on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. local time here. We hold this net, by the way, this repeater is owned and operated by the Fokker Amateur Radio Association using a PL tone of 167.9 hertz for access. Try talking and using your mouse with the opposite hand that you normally do and thinking at the same time and see how well you do on this thing tonight. Okay, the purpose of this net is to provide a forum for all licensed TAMs, FARA members or not, for general discussion and Q&A regarding topics such as operating procedures, communication modes, activities, radios, antennas, computer software, and other similar information related to the amateur radio activities. We also welcome short announcements regarding ham-related equipment wanted for to buy or sell. If you're a member of FARA, please also use the club's groups.io forum to post full details of your items. As far as announcements go tonight, club meeting, of course, tomorrow, very important annual club meeting. We'd have elections for the board positions, so please be there in person if you can. If you can't, of course, we'll also be doing it via WebEx, and we will also have a mechanism for voting via WebEx. So we want to have you there one way or another tomorrow night. Our Christmas get-together will be this Saturday at starting at 4 p.m. and running until either the food runs out or we're tired of talking to each other, or both. As also at the FAF Foundation room that we normally use. You can get information on that if you need it off our club website. Let's see. I don't have the website up. I believe that there is a test session coming up maybe next Saturday. Somebody will have to correct me on that if that's not right, but I believe it's going to be down in Stafford. Forgive me while I... Well, it's going to take me too long. Any other announcements that anybody might have? This is N7IVB. Go ahead.
W4RKU.
W4NUA.
Okay, W4RKU, Kevin, and W4NAU. Kevin, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that the test session is on Saturday, December 17th. So that would be a week from Saturday. So that's all I have to say. Back to you.
Okay, sir. Well, thanks for confirming that for me. I'm really scrambling here and plan on doing this tonight. I don't know why my calendar's not right or the other calendar's not right, but... always happy to be here. Let's see. And N4, was it N4? W4, NAU. Go ahead, please.
The call is Whiskey 4, November, Uniform Alpha. The name is Frank. I'm in Fairfax City. And I've been using your repeater for the last couple of weeks, and I want to thank you. It's a very good repeater. Used it this afternoon while a guy was going home, and I could not even tell he was moving. We normally get on the Blue Mart repeater, but... this one's working so beautifully that I want to congratulate you people there for it. I've been in the radio for quite a while, since 1960, and I also have a commercial ticket I got in 56, so I've been in radio quite a while, and I love it more today than I did ever. In fact, today it's more my way of life than it is ever was before, because I'm more or less homebound and, you know, dependent on it. And I want to thank you guys for the repeater and for the use of it. Back to Net, W4NUA.
Okay, Francis, or Frank, I guess it must be Francis. Appreciate your comments here. Always good to hear that we're doing a good job up there and the repeater's doing what we'd like it to be able to do. Okay, well, I guess you can all guess that there's no... Well, okay, I didn't have anything planned to talk about, but... Sunday night, I guess it must have been KF4TEK asked a question, I think, about if anybody happened to be monitoring the downlink signals from Artemis / Orion. And that got me interested and curious to see what it might take to do that. I don't have, maybe I do have, I don't have it up. It's on my other computer. The actual frequencies that are used, they use S-band and then two others. And the S-band frequency that they use, this is from the deep, basically just the generic deep space network, apparently. And they're using 2.290 to 2.30 gigahertz, which seems to be right above most of the commonly used frequencies for commercial grade stuff, you know, the radios, antennas, and that kind of thing. So anyway, I got looking around and kicking stuff around and wondering if anybody might also have done anything like that or has put together any equipment that might cover that frequency range. And so we can, I mean, it's a little more technical than normally for a Wednesday night, but hey, what the heck. So anyway, I got looking around and I guess I was going to get a Hack RF SDR, which, and again, I'm going by memory because I hadn't planned on this, so I don't have any of the documentation up in front of me. But I believe that covers 1 gigahertz. Well, it covers actually all the way from nothing, practically, up to 9 gigahertz, I think. And then, of course, the trick is to get some LNAs on there if you can, and the right antennas. And so I've been kind of looking into antenna options. I've been looking, chatting a little bit back and forth with Terry, whose call I don't recall, up at Directive Systems. They've got some antennas up there that he makes, and Terry Price, W8ZN, Zulu, November. So, anyway, that's kind of what I was thinking about. Just wondering if anybody's played with that, if those frequencies, what kind of gear they may be using. I mean, you know, this is up into the realm, shall we say, the nosebleed area of amateur radio, where we have lots of frequency privileges. So just curious about anybody's actions there. And one other statement there. I see that Rich asked me a question on email early this morning, and I was thinking about it earlier today, and I have neglected to deal with it. Beverages for our holiday get-together this Saturday. I don't have a good answer on that right at the moment. I guess let's say plan on bringing something of your own to share. It's probably the easiest way. I'll see what we can do as far as the club or somebody designated by the club to bring some stuff. But just to hedge your bet, why don't you plan on bringing whatever, water, soda, whatever you like to drink would be great. Okay, and with that, I'm going to go ahead and open it up for check-ins. So this is N7IVV again for the Fair General Service Net. And give me a call.
K1HTV with answer to your comment about the drinks.
Mobile.
KF4TEK.
KN4FPL.
WB7RAV.
W4RKU.
KM4OZH. In and out.
KO4 Whiskey Yankee Victor.
Yes, I should check in W4NUA visiting.
Okay, I've got W4RKU and, or sorry, W4NUA. K1HTV, KF4TEK, KM4SPL, WB7RAV, KM4OZH, no comment tonight, and KO4WYV, and there was somebody else who was mobile, I think, that doubled, so one or more of you doubled, so pick up from there. Any other check-ins, call now.
4-0. Sorry, with no comment.
X-4-0, mobile.
K3FR. Hey, K3FR.
Okay. K2PI, no comment, KX40, and K3FR. Was that the three of you that were battling it out, or was there anybody else in there? Go ahead.
KF4TEK.
Well, I've got you on the list, but I probably said it too fast. I've got you up there real high, Mike, but thanks for checking in. Good to hear from you. Okay, we'll take that as our list. Anybody who wanted to check in but hasn't had a chance to right this second, just stand by and listen in, and we'll get to you down after we do this first run of check-in. So, W4RKU, Kevin, go ahead.
N7IDV, W4RKU, good evening, Brad. How you doing tonight? Not much to add, just about getting things, looking forward to seeing everyone tomorrow and Saturday. And all I can say is I did the CWT today, and bands were kind of noisy, but we got it done. Not much else to really talk to add to that. So I'll turn it back over to you, and to an IVG, to be 4RK, back on it.
Okay, Kevin, thanks. W4NUA, Francis, do you have anything else you want to add besides comments you already gave us? Go ahead.
Well, I made my comments a little while ago, but one thing today someone mentioned on the Blue Mountain Repeater, it's Pearl Harbor Day. I wonder how many members of the club remember when that happened. I do, but I'm a little older than most of the guys in the ham radio today. Back to that, W4NUA.
Okay, Francis, yeah, I understand you've passed that 90-year mark, if we did our math correctly from somebody. So congratulations on that. I think most of us remember Pearl Harbor, but we certainly weren't alive when that happened. Let's see, looking at the list here, I can see maybe three or four folks that have checked in tonight that might have been around back then. Kevin, I know, was. And of course, Rich will probably have some comments on that, too. So we'll go to Rich, K1HTV. Go ahead.
Thanks, Brad. This is K1HTV. Now, I was 4 months before I was born. I was born in April 1942, and, of course, that was December of 1941. Regarding the drinks, I purchased a case of 24 bottles of sparkling ice, three different flavors. Berry flavor, orange, and then I think a lemon-lime type flavor. Carbonated drinks, and if you could provide the cups, that would be helpful. I know you got the other napkins and plates, etc. If you bring some cups along, add that to your collection, that would work. I also talked to Amy, KZ1AMY, when I was over there this afternoon, and she was going to get some six packs of Coke, Diet Coke, and I think some iced tea or some sweet tea. So those drinks should be enough to cover. But if anybody else has favorites like Dr. Pepper or other things, bring it along. Maybe a liter bottle. So other than that, 40-meter beams give me trouble. SWR has climbed up on it. It looks like either the director or the reflector has a failed joint somewhere in it. It's resonating below right about the lower end of the band, but the SWR shot up from about 1.9 to 1 to over 4 to 1. So there's talk about possibly taking that down, replacing it with a two-element, which Terry WHZN has a spare one, so that may come in the spring. Other than that, that's about it. I'll see you guys on Thursday for the club meeting. Maybe they're a few minutes late. We've got a Knights of Columbus party and then Christmas party, and then I'll be over there probably around 7:30. So if you voted, I'll miss the vote. But anyway, we'll see you then, and of course Saturday at our holiday gathering. Back to you, Brad, and thanks for doing the net. N7IVV, this is K1HTV.
Okay, Rich, thank you. Yeah, I just read the rest of your email. I had only read the subject line before I started talking. So I've got that down. That's great. Thank you. As far as voting, I suppose too late to coordinate that now, but I guess if nothing else, Kevin can email a ballot to people who know that they're not going to be able to make the meeting the meeting, either live or WebEx, and would like to be able to cast their vote. So maybe if people can contact Kevin. I know we've only got 10 of us in here tonight, but anyway, that's just a thought. KF4TEK, Mike, go ahead, sir.
Hey, good evening, Brad, and everyone on the net. I just wanted to say hello. I had an operating question for the General Service Net. I don't figure it'll be a 9, but maybe next week or some other week. Logbook of the World and EQSL and QSO, how are people expecting to confirm contacts these days, especially in the digital modes where you can make 20 or 30 contacts and over lunch without even trying? And what does it take to be a good participant? Or, you know, are you expected to be a member of those various facilities? Is it impolite to not be? Should we all be trying to figure out how to set that up? How do you set it up? That's sort of the topic. Obviously, I don't know anything about this. So I hope everybody's doing okay. 73, back to net.
Okay, Mike, great question. Good topic. So let's make that our discussion. And well, I know that Kevin and Rich will both have comments on that, but we'll pick them up afterwards. Listen, KN4SBL, you're next, and Randy, WB7RAV, pick it up after him, and I'll be right back at the microphone in just a second. Go ahead.
Good evening, everyone on the net. This is KN4SBL. Not a whole lot to report here. Haven't really been too active lately, but I am able to be working some FTA tonight, and since Pearl Harbor was mentioned, right now I'm working W5W out of Claiborne, Texas, for Pearl Harbor's Remembrance Day, so I'm glad I'm able to work that. Got the pulled pork and brisket ordered, so bring an appetite for Saturday. I'm really looking forward to this weekend for sure. So I didn't catch the next call sign, so I'm going to pass it on to the next ham. So this is KN4SPL, and passing it on.
This is WB7RAV. I haven't been doing much the last week or so on the radio. I have other things going on. But I got the radio up right now, listening or watching some Verac digital mode. Try to figure out how to get my system back on and start copying some. But I'll figure it out tonight before I go to bed. Anyway, look forward to tomorrow night. Make sure I don't get nominated and elected. And also looking forward to Saturday night. This is WB7RAV, back to net.
Okay, Randy. Well, thank you. We'll make sure you don't get put on that list tomorrow night. That'll be not a problem. My two cents worth as far as Mike's question. Personally, I think that Logbook of the World, or LOTW, is a smart idea to use. I think that so far I've seen that the vast majority of amateurs out there worldwide use it, even though it's an ARRL tool. I think it's becoming so pervasive that pretty much everybody expects it. And frankly, a lot of people even expect things to, you know, instant gratification there, because so many programs will log directly to that as soon as you've entered your information in your log. And, of course, it's very handy and whatnot, whereas, of course, you do have some of the expeditions and some of the foreign contacts and whatnot that don't have that access for whatever reason. So then you kind of have to fall back to, I'm sure, just a regular QSL card. I am also, I have an account on EQSL, but frankly, I never check it. You know, I put it up a couple, 3 years ago, I guess, and just never use it, because LOTW does what I need, and I'm not really chasing DX that much, but anyway, that's my two cents worth. And LOTW actually is a good place to go just to, you know, for keeping track of your status on things if you ever do want to get awards from the ARRL. So anyway, that's my feelings on that. KO4WYV, Steve, what you up to and what do you think about that tonight? Go ahead.
Well, good evening, Bragg. 7IVV, I believe it was KO4WYV. Good evening, gentlemen. Pleasure to meet many of your acquaintances. We do plan on coming to the the Christmas gathering on Saturday night, so we'll finally get a chance to lay some eyeballs on many of the folks that we've chatted with already on the radio. Been staying incredibly busy here with my new Yaesu FTM 400XDR that I just picked up last week, and trying to learn all that and reading the 220-page manual, and then trying to use the, I believe it's the ST Systems software for programming it. It certainly seems better than the chirp that I was using for the Baofeng radios I was using. But anyway, yeah, we're not into, haven't done any HF stuff at all yet, and so I, keeping the logs, I really haven't even kept a log of the local repeater contacts. I don't know if I'm supposed to or not, but figured most of the folks were local here, though. Other than that, looking forward to meeting folks on Saturday night. I'll be bringing my lovely bride, Rhonda, with me as well. And even though she's kind of not into the radio thing, but she does like to hang out with me for some strange reason. Anyway, Brad, thank you, sir. Back to net, KO4WYV.
Okay, Steve, well, I look forward to meeting you, or meeting you again. Sometimes my mind is a little fuzzy, and I kind of lose track of calls and names if I've met you before. So apologies if we have met, but we'll reacquaint ourselves tomorrow. K2PI and Gil, KM4OZH, thanks for stopping by. KX4O, John, good to hear from you. Go ahead.
KX4O Mobile, good evening, everyone. Thanks for the comment about the repeater from Frank. That was well received. It's nice to get some feedback on all aspects of that. The club that supports it, and just good stuff. Mike, I of course I don't do a whole lot of operating, but LOTW and EQSL, I have accounts on both. I post to them as a courtesy. I don't really pay much attention otherwise, and only because Ham Radio Deluxe and like many other programs provide a reasonable avenue of just posting it up there regularly, just with the press of a few mouse buttons. So yeah, I mean, once you get into the arduous process of getting on LOTW, it's pretty point and click easy later on. So, but yes, I don't know. I mean, gosh, how many digital contacts exist in the world now? It's got to be pretty tremendous. And that's a lot of database stuff. But the ARL doesn't seem to be complaining yet. Good evening, everyone. KX4O Mobile, back to next.
Okay, John, thanks a lot. Good to hear from you, like I say. Let's see. K3FR, Ron, how are you tonight? What you up to?
Good evening, Brad. K3FR here. And thank you for running that tonight. preparing things for Christmas. Got family I'm going to go visit next week. I should be back for my turn as net control. Planning on getting back the day before, the third weekend or the third Wednesday. And let's see, as far as actually active on the air, very little on VHF. And I did spend some time on the HF bands Thursday last week in the evening, and picked up a handful of new band entities and one new entity for myself, regardless of band. It was Morocco. So just had a little bit of fun. I have not been loading stuff into anything yet. I haven't... I'm an ARL member, but haven't signed up for Logbook of the World. I know I need to, so that my 6-meter activities might be confirmed, and enjoy that. But aside from all the helter-skelter that's been going on the last couple of weeks, or the last week actually, just kept me busy, and not on the air. That's 7IVV, and I'm looking forward to the meeting tomorrow, and also to the dinner. This is K3FR.
Okay, Ron. Well, great. That would be good. We'll look forward to hearing from you then, or seeing you. I'm working on printing your badge up right now. It's not hard. I just haven't gotten to it, along with anybody else is who might be looking for a badge that's joined the club in the last few months. Okay, let's see. That takes me to the end of the list. Any additional check-ins tonight or rechecks that want to discuss our topic? Go ahead, N7IVV.
This is KO4VNZ.
W4VFW.
W4RKU, if you didn't get me.
Okay, yeah, I got you, Kevin. KO4VNZ, Chuck, and W4VFW, Rob. Good to hear you tonight. Go ahead, Chuck.
N7IVV, this is KO4VNZ, Chuck and Opal. Thanks for taking the net again, and I'm hoping in the very near future to be able to do the same thing on short notice, take the net. I just today finally got NetLogger loaded on my Windows 11, and I've got it set up. To meet all the parameters, but I haven't gotten down to the bottom yet where it describes how you use it. So hopefully I'll be ready in the near future to take over the net. I don't really want to be on a schedule, but just to listen in, and if there's a hole in the net, fill in then. Maybe you can call me a coward, but I was trying to today's net, copy all those call signs, and I'm pretty bad at copying call signs, even with pen and ink. Anyway, that's been about most of my day. I haven't done much other radio work, though. I've been too busy with preps for Christmas and minor family disasters. Otherwise, all's good here. So this is KO4VNZ. 73 and back to
that. Okay, very good, Chuck. Well, I appreciate your willingness to help out there and look forward to having you on the list, especially because I will be dropping off the list substantially after the first of the year. So we'll have to, all of those of us that are willing and able to do net control operations, which really is everybody is able, but anyway, we'll talk about that. W4VFW, Rob, what's going on in Tennessee tonight? Go ahead.
Thank you, and thanks for running the net tonight. It's raining here. It's been raining since Sunday, and it's going to rain until Saturday. It's not fun. I'm trying to put a new rotor on my beam, and I can't, of course, get up there in all this rain, although the temperature has been kind of nice in the 50s. I canceled a trip to England, and I got a credit for the full amount on my Delta card. And I'm thinking about flying to D.C. and then driving to Vin Hill Farms and looking at the museum. Maybe meet a couple of you guys. So if anybody out there knows, I think there's two airports of note in Washington, D.C., which one would be the better one for me to fly into? Over, and thanks for again for running the net.
Okay, Rob. Well, I would say that Dulles is the easier one to deal with. National is kind of right downtown, but I guess it all depends on where you want to go and what you want to do, but that's just my personal preference. Got some other folks that do a lot more traveling than, well, I don't do any traveling anymore. I used to do quite a bit, but my job does not require that anymore. So... okay, last call for new check-ins and recheck. Kevin, I'm sorry. Go ahead. W4RKU and 7IVV. Go ahead.
And 7IVV, W4RKU. To the previous gentleman, yeah, I would suggest Dulles. Just beware, the Cold War Museum is kind of small, to say the least. The other thing nice about Dulles, one of the coolest museums in the area, is the Uqvar Hazy Museum up near the Dulles Airport, which is certainly worth the trip. So that's it for my travel advice. As for Logbook of the World, EQSL, blah, 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 Logbook of the World is probably the best one if you're going to fiddle with anything. It is a pain to set up. I'm not sure if they still have to mail you a verification or not. But once you get it set up, it's easy. And that's pretty much all
you know, what a lot of people are looking at. If you're doing a lot with de-expeditions and those kind of things, if you're in a DX, Clublog is another one to get an account set up with. Sometimes you can get confirmations if you want them quicker or you don't want to get a card in the mail, they'll do it through Clublog. So that's another good one. Personally, I think EQSL is pretty much garbage, personal opinion. PRZ, I know people use it as their primary logbook, so, you know, I'm not going to argue with that. There's nothing wrong with QRZ. But as Brett mentioned, if you're interested in any awards via the AWRL, it's easy to do Logbook of the World. One other thing to know about Logbook of the World, do not have to be a member of the ARRL to use it. That's an important point, and a lot of hams think they have to be an ARRL member to use it, and that is not the case. So, those are my 2 cents. Back to you, Brad, and so IGD, W4RTU. Back to that.
Okay, sir, thanks for the details and the updates there. Appreciate that info, as always. Okay, last call for call-outs. Anybody else want to check in or have another comment? N7IBB, go ahead. Okay, well, in that case, thanks everybody for checking in. This is N7IBB for the Farinet. And I'm going to go ahead and close the net and return the repeater to normal use. Stand by. If anybody listening would like additional info about regarding tonight's discussion, you can or more information about Farah in general, you can contact us at either farahnet at w4va.org. That's F-A-R-A-N-E-T at w4va.org. Or you can see our website at w4va.org. This is N7IVV again, closing the Farinet. Before we return the repeater to normal use, have a pleasant tonight and a nominal tomorrow.
WABT K3FR.
K3FR, WABT. Good evening, Ron.
Good evening. I heard you and Mike talking about pizzas. very good. I got one to recommend if you're up in the New Jersey area going through on 78 or up the middle, rather than going on the highways, is Raritan, New Jersey. This is where I grew up. Delucia's Brick Oven Pizza. Here you go. They got a 9.4 from the Barstool Review. Over.
Yep, I've seen that one, and that's on my list if I ever make it up to that part of the country. But I've never been any further north than the bottom part of Pennsylvania. But maybe one day I'll take a vacation up in that direction. Stop at Delucia's on the way to Sally's.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Yeah. That's actually a fairly nice area of New Jersey, but, you know, suburbia is crawling through and expanding out. A number of us contesters came from that area, as youth as well. W2LNS, or, I'm sorry, K2LNS, W2GD. WA2FGK and myself, all from that area, and I know there's quite a few others too that have been active. But that's some good stuff there, and I do recommend it if you're in the area. Just wanted to put a plug in. if you get up there, I'm actually going past it. I'll be a bit farther north. I'll be and east-west. I think we're probably going to take 81 up, go through Scranton, because I'm going to Maine for a week, an early week Christmas. And but in April, I'm going to be going to the high school 60th reunion, and that's right where we're going to be having it. I'll get a chance. Enough people want to go off from the side there. WABT, K3FR, what you been doing?
What was that you said at the end there, Ron?
No, I was just wondering what you've been doing on the air. Over.
Oh, I haven't been doing a whole lot. Mainly just been playing around with stuff in the shack, trying to get it set up right and everything. But, not a whole lot. Just just doing my thing. I actually prefer working on stuff and setting up the shack and cleaning it up. And, well, of course, I always like messing it up and then cleaning it up. But mainly just playing around in the shack more than anything. And, yeah, I don't know. I do occasionally get on the air, but not a whole lot. I do more listening than I do talking, because sometimes I'm not very good at that. K3FR, WAPT.
You know, it does happen that way sometimes. You just feel better listening and getting on with stuff. But I still object to cleaning up the shack. That's been one of my... everybody told me I should have cleaned up. Even my mother. So, but it happens every once in a while. Maybe anytime we have a blue moon or something like that, it might happen. That's like once a year, maybe, isn't it? Anyway, good. I've been trying to come up with a concept for another new project, a little simple, cheap ham radio, cheap project. Maybe another antenna or something like that. WABT, K3FR.
Okay, Ron, very good. Yeah, I'm actually just cleaning up some stuff, equipment here in the shack that's gotten kind of dirty and dusty and grimy. But just playing around in here, listening to various conversations on HF. I'm going to probably go make some dinner here, just listening to kind of briefly listen to the net in the background, but, I don't know, are you going to be at the meeting? I'm sure you'll be at the meeting. Will you be at the Christmas gathering on Saturday?
Yeah, I'm going to be at both of them as far as, I can tell at this point. Look forward to seeing you. We'll catch you some eyebrow DX here and see how things go. Take care. Get yourself a good sandwich there at least. WBT, K3FR.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, I hope to. I'm not sure if I'm going to make the meeting tomorrow night. I'm going to try, but definitely want to make the Christmas party. I just haven't decided what I want to bring yet. Anyway, I'll talk to you later, Ron, or see you tomorrow, and maybe Saturday, and definitely Saturday. K3FR 73 WABT.
KX40 Mobile.